Hey, good morning. Well, I'm late this time, right? So we're getting into this thing here. And now I got to turn off the music. Otherwise, it plays havoc on the audio. So I want to wish you a good day. Happy Wednesday. Today, we're talking about, I was sitting there. The bus was late. And it's been late for a few times now, as far as the group goes. Or as my bus goes, what's going on in the world? And it's a similar thing that teams do when you talk about team dependencies on other teams. And I want to bring this up because I also heard a podcast this morning, and I want to give credit for it, but I forgot what the name of the podcast was. But anyway, they were talking about dates and stuff. And I think it was Bob's podcast that he had out there. Anyway, and I was waiting for the bus, and the bus has been 20 minutes late for the past month. And I actually kind of confronted the bus driver today. I was like, what's the schedule? Is it supposed to be 7 o'clock or is it 7:20? Which one is the time that you're here for? And it's been throwing me off. And I want to talk about how that same principle applies to business and Scrum, and why we have dates and our time boxes and things, and how do we handle team dependencies. And today is We Team Wednesday, where we're also talking about HR. So it's we Team and HR Wednesdays. And we added a new thing about HR, so we'll talk about that too as we go along, more HR topics. As 5 a.m. Master Scrum, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. And today we're going to talk about time boxes and dates and delivery and dependencies between teams, because it is We Team Wednesday. So we're talking about dependencies between teams. And we do this so we can bring more value to customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value to customer, and have a little fun along the way. It's never fun waiting, right? And I always think about this. So many teams, they say, what do we need dates? We're agile. We don't need dates and this stuff. And I was like, well, did you ever stand in line at a fast food joint and you wonder what's taking so long and why is it late? Or go to a restaurant, you look for food, or go to a service and it's taking longer and you don't think it's there, or you're waiting for an Amazon package and it hasn't shown up yet, or something like that, or some delivery. Well, same thing goes with the teams, right? If you get upset, and we got to work about our tempers and things like that, about other people being late causing you delays, well, we do the same thing to other teams when we delay delivery, especially when we have team dependencies, like not just what we depend on other teams, but what other teams depend on what we do. It's a two-way street, right? And one of the key things when we look at what we volunteer to do, and I'm notorious for that as far as some things, but not too bad, volunteering for too much stuff, right? And I had a coaching session, went 15 minutes over, and then that 15 minutes, this cascades into more and more delays, and why I didn't get the show going before 9 o'clock today, plus the 20 minute delay for the school bus. The idea of not having to meet the dates, it causes cascading issues. I'll give you an example. Back in the day, used to manage, we're building tanks. We're building Bradley Fighting Vehicles, not tanks, Bradley Fighting Vehicle. And we're putting out software, and there I have people scheduled to run testing, right? And the people are like, well, we're going to be delayed. I said, well, are you paying for the four people that are going to doing the test setup in the machine and all that? Like, no. Well, I got them set aside. They're waiting for your stuff. You got to give me more notice than the week of or the day of that you're going to be delayed, because they can do other things in the meantime and keep all that work doing. But otherwise, they're sitting idle waiting for your handoff, right? And they're like, oh, that's not good, right? So they change it. So the same thing goes with Scrum teams. Are you causing, if the other team's expecting something, they're prioritizing their workload based on what they're expecting from your team. If you're not going to make it, then they have idle time and they have to rearrange their planning and all that kind of stuff that goes along with it. And it's something the teams themselves complain about other teams. So it's kind of interesting how we have these problems, a cascading failure. And then again, the whole thing gets late. Everyone's upset because they're waiting for something's not there. So it's really important to assess your backlog for any dependencies for other teams. I like to prioritize or coach my teams to prioritize those dependencies that other teams depend on, right? You're going to the wording here. But we got to make sure that we prioritize this stuff. So at least the things that other teams are dependent upon have the highest probability of success in the time we give it. Like we're going to say we're going to deliver it in the sprint. We really should be delivering it in the sprint. Now, if we can't, we need to identify that as soon as possible and communicate that to the other team. Don't wait to the last thing. Oh, dates don't matter. It's a due date. It's an artificial thing, whatever it would be. They do matter. They do have impact. The same thing can apply to delivering something to the business. Maybe the reason why they need that software or that product or prototype is they want to do a demo. What involves, and I'm going to do another thing about putting the value and why these dates are important. I'll talk about that at a later date, but they may have a delivery. They may have a quarterly thing. There may be all kinds of things out there. So we really need to let people know, or they're scheduling time to, let's say they're doing UAT or some kind of customer testing, and they're scheduling time in their schedule to spend time on the product that they're expecting. They move things out of their calendar to make room for your stuff. So we need really to communicate and not say at the last minute, oh, we didn't make it, right? That doesn't help. It just pisses them off, right? It just pisses other teams off and what they're doing. And you can't say, why are they upset? Well, you would be upset if someone was going to deliver a package to your house and told you it was going to be there that day, or my gas company or the water company or the air conditioning guy or the plumber person or whoever is coming said, I'll be there, or the cable company, right? I'm going to be there somewhere between 8 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night. And they don't show up. They don't call you. They don't let you know. And they go, oh, we got busy yesterday. Sorry, but you are home waiting for that people. It's the same thing in the teams. And we need to think about what our impacts are. So really look at, are you the bus that's late? That's causing everyone else delays and it just cascades through their whole organization and what they're planning. Do you really want to be the late bus? I don't think so. Do you want to be thought of as the local utility bus for your local city and that you can't make it on time? Therefore, they're late to all their meetings. And then you wonder, why isn't anybody taking public transportation? Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's a reason why it's so important for public transportation to be on a schedule, because everyone plans their day from that. So I wanted to share that to you. It's really important from a team perspective to analyze your team dependencies. Make sure that you have an idea what those dependencies are and communicate with the other team. Don't be scared of the other team, or don't be scared of Scrum Master. Make sure they're good. Are they going to use it? Now, you can also do it the other way. Let's say you're pushing for something to get out, but the other team's not going to be ready for it in the sprint they want to work on it. Ask them when they're going to be ready for it, because you might want to move some stuff or do some extra work on it to make it a better product. Do you have extra time? Do you need to stretch it on the next sprint? You know, and communicate, find out if they're ready to take the work, right? So that might help you also. So it's really important that the teams, the scrum masters between teams, product owners between teams, the teams between teams communicate and talk about, and you come up with a methodology. That's the perfect job. That's one of the things scrum masters are supposed to do. They're supposed to interact with other teams, bottlenecks, dependencies, make sure coordinating that, or project manager, depending on what you got, coordinate those dependencies. Are we okay? Are they going to take it? There's nothing worse than rushing something through, handing it off to another team, and they're not ready to take it anyhow, right? You put all that pressure on your team that wasn't needed because the other team wasn't going to be ready for it. Maybe they're going to be a sprint or two delayed or something, but you don't need to rush it. And again, that's not working crazy hours to deliver of something that they're not going to use. there's no value right away. You can be working on something else that will produce value for that sprint. So that's what I shared today. Just as a little story of the late school bus has been late for 20 minutes for the past month. Are you that school bus? Is your team that school bus that's late every sprint? Maybe you need to take some stuff out of your backlog to make sure that you can deliver on the sprint process. Maybe you got too many things. Maybe you're making too many promises. So think about that as you're doing it. Think about, you don't want to be that school bus that's a late 20 minutes every day. You know, and I had to send an email to the principal and do things like that just to make sure the rest of the day goes well. Or reestablish the schedule. Maybe that's what needs to be done. I don't know. Maybe you need to change your sprint time box. Maybe it's too short. Maybe it's too long. Who knows? But again, look at those team dependencies. It's important to get that team-to-team communication. Work the team dependencies first. Prioritize them so that they can get done, and you can ensure that whatever you're handing off to the next team, whether it be a couple days early or not, it's done and they're going, and you're not that late school bus for 20 minutes every day for the past year worth of sprints. Sooner or later, they lose faith in you and they'll start complaining. So I want to wish you the best. Good luck on your team dependencies. Remember, communicate to the other teams. Use your scrum masters. Tell your scrum master, hey, you know, go check with them. Do they really need this? Because we might be late, or we're going to be really tight on its delivery. Do they really need it on this day? Or can it be like a couple days into it? Where are they looking? You know, get some wiggle room in there if you need that for your team to deliver. That's your job as a scrum master. With that, I'm going to wish you the best. Don't forget, I forgot to tell this in the beginning, but we got Gary Cohen. He's going to be doing our meetup tonight. We still have time for people to register for the meetup. Go on there. Don't forget to do the Zoom link. If you do register one of the other social medias, I will try to reach out to you and remind you to sign up for the Zoom. The Zoom allows you to do more interaction between yourself, Gary Cohen, and the group and the meetup group. It's a free event, 6 o'clock tonight on March 20th. So people don't think they watch this video tomorrow, but it's March 20th, 2024 at 6 p.m. It's always the third, unless something goes at the third Wednesday of the month when we do our meetup. And hope to see you there. And with that, I wish you all the best. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye.